What has happened to our allies? That is a question on the mind of many Jews after an alarming surge of anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S., triggered by last month's fighting between Israel and Hamas. The Anti-Defamation League tracked a 75% spike in incidents, including brazen assaults, vandalism, and hate speech. NPR's Melissa Block has this report on anti-Semitism and allyship.
A couple of weeks ago, Alex Zeldin was on his way to the grocery store on New York City's Upper West Side. He was wearing his kippah, or yarmulke, getting ready for the Sabbath. And as he turned a corner, a couple of teenagers started to follow him, spewing insults.
And it took me about halfway down the block to realize that the thing that they were commenting on was they kept saying, yarmulke, I want to take that yarmulke, I want to hit him in his head and take that yarmulke, that Jewish baby killer.
Baby killer. The fact that his harassers used that term gave Zeldin a jolt. It echoed the medieval blood libel, the lie which accused Jews of murdering Christian children to use their blood in rituals.
To me, it's ancient history of, like, there's more modern forms of anti-Semitism you could go for, and you chose baby killer?
Zeldin writes a column for the Jewish online daily The Forward. He notes that this baby killer invective has gained traction lately, propagated widely on social media, after the recent fighting between Israel and Hamas that left dozens of Palestinian children among the dead. Alarming as the rise of anti-Semitism is, Zeldin says what's also troubling is how the public has responded, or not responded. He's heard from a lot of Jews who feel they've been abandoned.
I don't think that the general population and, you know, progressives included among that have a good understanding of what they're looking at when anti-Semitic violence doesn't have a swastika attached to it. I think people understand when it's Nazis marching with tiki torches saying Jews will not replace us, that that is a bad thing, that when a Nazi goes into a synagogue in Pittsburgh and shoots it up because he believes that, you know, Jews are engaged in a conspiracy to bring brown people to America, that that is a bad thing.
But when anti-Jewish hate is less glaring than it was in Charlottesville and Pittsburgh, what then?
You wonder why Jews stick together. What choice do we have?
This is comedian Sarah Silverman pleading for allyship on her podcast earlier this year.
It makes me sad to know that so many Jews that I know commit their lives to being allies to so many, to stick their necks out for others. And I'm proud of that. That will always be our way. But who is here for us?
That's a question Rabbi Sandra Lawson approaches from multiple perspectives. As a Black, queer, female rabbi, she's at the intersection of marginalized identities.
People's allyship should not be conditional. It should not be, I showed up for you, are these groups, therefore you show up for me. You should do it because it's the right thing to do.
Lawson directs diversity efforts with the progressive Jewish organization Reconstructing Judaism. She's an active presence on social media, and lately she's found herself the target of escalating vitriol, even in response to the most benign things, like a TikTok video she posted where she's napping with her tiny dog. This was right after Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza.
It just didn't feel like one individual throwing anti-Semitic statements at me. It was like one after another, after another, after another. I had people say things like that Jews were responsible for the slave trade. How can I support Israel? Hitler was right.
According to the Anti-Defamation League, variations of that phrase, Hitler was right, were tweeted more than 17,000 times in the first week of the fighting. The head of the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, is dismayed that high-profile public condemnation of anti-Jewish hate has been slow in coming.
We would hope to see, again, whether you're a college president, you're a chief executive, to stand up squarely and unapologetically for a besieged Jewish community, just like they do for other marginalized groups.
So why the reluctance? Well, the British writer and comedian David Baddiel, who is Jewish, has a lot of thoughts on that. He's written a book, a short polemic, titled provocatively, Jews Don't Count. It's aimed specifically at the progressive left.
I think progressives find it very hard to see Jews as victims.
Because, Baddiel says, Jews are seen as powerful and privileged, an anti-Semitic trope in itself. As a result, he writes, Jews are considered outside of what he calls the sacred circle that the progressive modern left is prepared to go into battle for. Anti-Semitism has to be understood as racism, Badil argues. It has very little to do with religion.
Because no racist asks whether you keep kosher before they set light to your house. Right? I am an atheist. It would not have given me a free pass out of Auschwitz. It would also be irrelevant to any white supremacist wanting to kill me.
Badil writes, the sense, perhaps, is that Jews don't need allies. But, he concludes, that isn't true. It never was. Melissa Block, NPR News.